Go.
Pals Podcast. It's a podcast for pals. Pals Podcast. Jump on my butt. Pals Podcast. It's a podcast for pals. It's a motherfucking podcast going right up your ass. Pals Podcast.
Ow! Yeah!
How are you? Good morning.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Howdy, stranger.
Well, it's a good time for pals. It's a good time for...
What happened to your queer party friends?
Oh, nice delay on that one. Hello, Peen, how are you?
That's what I call a sticky situation.
It is a sticky situation. We're all happy to be here with pals. Hello, Ogle.
Excuse me. And this is it.
That's a good,
nice, Bay.
That's a good one too. Oh, good to hear.
Keen's drunk enough that he's just running through the sound.
Hello, pals.
Oh, David,
all here.
Oh, he's having a bad time, isn't that right, David?
Hey, what a fun time with pals we're all having.
What's your real name? Who are you?
Go ahead, answer the question, Peen.
Hello, Spay. It's me. It's me, Keen.
So, you guys had... let's just dive right into the fun time that pals had on the West Coast. You guys went to somewhere to watch the football game? Is that correct?
Yes, we all had a... we wanted to watch the Sprots match today.
Ooh, good Sprots. I love Sprots.
Yeah, so the Chargers were playing, of course. We have people in town.
What is that?
That's Ogle playing with his phone.
Nice.
He's trying to play something.
Well, we all like to play something, isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't think nothing's getting to my wiener through this thing, and it's even got a little reservoir at the end so you can pee in it.
Hey, that was totally worth it. Yeah.
I am sick of these harmless lies and little white lies. You know, you can call a shovel an ice cream machine, but it's still a shovel, Mom and Dad. And you can call...
That went on a little...
Hey, that was a good payoff.
Yeah, that's butters for you. Hey, I like apples. Lululu.
So anyways, we have people in town. We have our band of Canadians are here.
Oh, no, Canadians?
Yeah, we had at the tailgate, I think we had four Canadians with us.
What? Four?
Is Rochelle's friend a Canadian also?
Yeah, she's a Canuck.
Hold on a second. All right.
Okay. So they talked about the whole time is how good their government works and their excellent health care system. It was so annoying.
So annoying.
And we just kept saying, like, hey, freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom and small businesses. Suck it.
So they wanted a taste of an American football match.
I hate football.
Why, you guys won today, didn't you?
New York Giants, baby!
Yeah, so they wanted a taste of an American football match, so we all went to the San Diego Chargers game.
Hey, taste this. So they went to the New York Chargers, New York Giants, number one of the best.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we got there early this morning, before 10 a.m. We had a nice tailgate.
All right,
Spay.
Okay, done.
You know, we had a fun time.
Okay. Knew that was coming.
You know, we had plenty of beers. We grilled things. It was a fun time.
No, wait. Were they like, hey, put on this nice bacon, these thin slices of circular bacon?
I have a good mind to go to the warden about this.
What do they call the small bacon?
Non sequitur, team. Nice work, guy who just called me out for using a non sequitur soundboard.
Did they call it Canadian bacon? Let's just be honest.
You know, they had never heard of the movie Canadian Bacon. Ogle, you hadn't heard of the movie Canadian Bacon, yes?
No, but I'm American.
That's true. Ogle is American. Did they grill Canadian bacon, or did they grill just fucking regular circular pieces of...
No, but it actually reminds me...
They grilled bratwurst, but they called it Canadian ham.
Really.
Did they ever say that?
So they don't call sausages sausages. It's obviously a sausage, right?
Sure, like a tube of meat. Tube.
Yeah, they're like
tube
a
of pork that you don't know where it came from.
Well, I hadn't heard this one before, but they're like, hey, let's throw some Smokies on the grill.
Oh, yeah. They don't call them Bloody Marys either.
Yeah, they don't call a Bloody Mary. It's a Caesar.
Which I kind of like better.
And they don't like Bloody Mary mix. They like Clamato in their Bloody Marys.
Oh, boy.
That is shit.
Yeah, idiot. So, you know, we had a good laugh about the Canucks and their funny names and words.
No problemo. No problemo.
Hey, the question that I have, were they really weirded out by everybody driving on the right side of the road?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so you were having sex with a little one. Yeah.
And was it confusing to them that the toilet bowl flushed to the right? It flushed clockwise?
Of course. Of course they thought it was weird.
I feel like that's the other big thing.
Very disconcerting.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, I have an idea. Let's drink a bunch of beers, maybe barf a little bit, and then fart, and then go to sleep.
Hey, check off most of those, except for going to sleep.
Keen's got all but the last, and I feel like he's going to hit the last one in the middle of this podcast. At some point, so,
Queen, it's pretty early for you, isn't it?
It's, you know, it's 7:30. Like it's 7:30. Tomorrow's a federal holiday, though, so I'm fine.
So you don't have to go to work tomorrow because you're a late
negative. Yeah, I'm going to play a lot of Blaster Master on a Nintendo.
What is that? The guy that goes into the realm and then back out like Zelda, like going into the thing and then like...
Yeah, all kinds of realms.
Blaster Master is what I call it when I touch myself.
Hey-o!
Hey, guys, how about I blast my master? And then...
Spade, we just made that joke.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy.
Stand down on that one.
All right, I'll back off.
Yeah. Come on, Buddy Roe.
Negative.
All right, so
Hey, so we got a big show today, right?
Hey, so I'm gonna go get a refill.
Yeah, get Aaron up here.
I need to catch up.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, send Aaron up here. We'll have our Rob Ford segment.
You don't have to yell, by the way.
We're broadcasting here.
Am I that bad?
Whatever. Ogle, go get those disgusting Canadians that make me sick. They make me want to.
So, Spade, you had a glorious day, yes. Did you see John Lovitz today or yesterday?
Oh, I saw John Lovitz yesterday.
How was he?
Hours and hours. I could love to repeat John Lovitz's whole bit. He did his whole thing where he goes, well, whatever. He was amazing. Like, every syllable was a gold.
At any point, did he just stop and then he just goes, acting?
I wish he did. He never went back to the, he did a bit where he's like, okay, anything else? Ask me some questions. And then I started yelling, Marge to make him talk about, Mom and Dad Save the Planet.
Yeah.
He didn't, well, there was too many other.
He didn't take the bait?
Well, I don't think he heard it. I think there was other people.
Why wouldn't you have yelled Subway so you could hear him say, Subway!
Acting!
Rush!
I just wanted to hear him go, Marge, oh Marge, my love for you is... anyway. What else?
You mean the best work in his entire career?
That was the
on Mom and Dad Save the World.
So he had a good bit about that. They go, or he was like, so everyone's like, wait a minute. Most people go like commercials, TV, movies. And then I went like movies, Saturday Night Live, movies, TV, and then commercials. And a lot of people are like, why did you go that way? And I asked them, so did you see Mom and Dad Save the Planet? And they all go, okay. And then I say, did you see it in the theater? And then it sounds, he goes, thank you for renting.
You didn't ask any Jay Sherman questions?
Jay Sherman, the critic, came up a couple times. Mostly,
That's good.
He did Bob Saget style offensive humor. It was.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, very offensive.
So I as well went to a stand-up comedy show last night. I saw David Koechner. Champ Kind from Inc.
I want to know right now, who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yes, Champ Kind from Anchorman, I saw.
And because I'm very sensitive.
I'm jealous that I did not see John Lovitz, but, you know, it was fine. It's a good time.
I'd like to just get to know you.
Yes.
So how is Koechner?
He's pretty funny. He's a, and you listen to Corolla all the time. He's a frequent Corolla guest, yes?
I'm the party pooper.
Corolla likes him because he's a stand-up comedian that, you know how Corolla likes Dana...
Dana Gould.
Yeah, Dana Gould. Dana Gould's fine. He's not a conventional stand-up comedy guy, though. Like, Corolla likes him because he thinks Dana Gould is a more intellectual comedian, just right? He says that all the time. He says, you know, he'll say whenever Dana Gould makes a joke that this is stuff that the average person's not going to get.
I'll be back.
Yes, thank you, Spey. I think David Koechner's in the same thing. Like, he's got a fully prepared thing. He's not improvising. He's basically going off a script that he's memorized. He's got a good routine that he has.
Like Larry Miller. He loves Larry Miller.
Yes, yes. He's very Larry Miller-esque. He's someone that appeals... He probably appeals to a different demographic than what showed up to the comedy show.
Right.
Because obviously people show up to the comedy show and expect Champ Kind to be there. And when he makes a joke, people want to yell whammy.
Whammy! I'd like to put some barbecue sauce on that butt. Just nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's what he's pulling in, but his act is probably, it would be very entertaining for a group of 40-year-olds. But I did think it was funny. We all had a good laugh, and
wait,
it was
did you
fun.
Laugh and did you laugh?
Yes, we just laughed and laughed.
Did you have a good laugh for days? Did you laugh and laugh?
But I don't know if he's John Lovitz caliber, because I mean, John Lovitz, of course, is our he's the muse of this podcast. I would say
he's our totem. I'd like to say.
He is, yes.
So you know what John Lovitz's best bit was? Can I tell that bit for a second?
Yes, enlighten us, Bay.
So, hold on a second. acting! What he did was he told this long, long, long bit about how you can't say the N-word, you can't say the F-word, you can't say the R-word. You can't, like, there's a million things you can't do, and blah, blah, blah. And he went on, it's like, I'm a comedian, there's other comedians, and, you know, this and that. And then finally he's like, so then I found myself in the United Arab Emirates. A Jew in United Arab Emirates? Interesting. And then he went on to that, and on and on and on. And then he was like, so while I was out there, they set me up with these Persian girls, and one of these Persian girls' her name was... Nigar, excuse me for saying that, but it's N-I-G-A-R, and that it's Persian for, you know, sunset or something. So there was this girl, Nigar, and she was that, and blah, and then she was really into, like, crazy stuff. And, you know, excuse me for saying this, but she wanted to get out the toys, so I had some toys, and we did this, we did that, and then she's like, line up 100 of your best toys and put them in me one at a time. And it was like this and that, and I had to guess. And then finally she's like, you know, is this, do you like this? He was like, and he goes, you know, this is my favorite game. It's called What's Up, Nigar? And then you're like, and then it dawns on you after the whole fact that he goes, What's up, Nigar? And then you think about the whole, like, 30 minutes that he spent setting that one up.
Sorry, I'm a mess.
Oh, wait a minute. Do we have some actual Canadians here?
We do have an actual Canadian in the studio right now.
I'll be back.
Nicole, would you like to come on the show?
No.
Where's Aaron? Is he passed out or puking?
I think he's vomiting.
Is he going to come up here or no?
Aaron?
Yeah, so we do have a Canadian here. She actually proposed to our newsman earlier this weekend. Yes, exactly.
Well done, well done.
Hey, where's our other Canuck, Ogle?
He's been in the bathroom for about 5 minutes, so.
Hey, can you tell your brother-in-law that he's being totally lame?
Can you strap and on the a
show,
pair of testicles?
The show needs him up here?
Yeah.
Unless you want to join, you're welcome to join the show. Okay. Spey, I'm very jealous that I miss John Lovitz. I think John Lovitz would be fantastic.
He was amazing. Like the
what were the critic questions that he had? Because the critic is one of the high points of his career.
Acting. He didn't answer actually a lot of critic questions, but he basically just stood there in a shirt and jeans and a jacket and just did. He sounded like Lovitz the entire time. That was the best thing. Is he was. Anyway, I'm gonna do some push-ups now. 50. And
was it a packed house?
It was a sold out. We were the fourth show on Saturday night, so it was the fourth show we did. The 7:30 show sold out, and this one was basically sold out. We could tell.
Who'd you go with? John Patrick?
No, last time I saw John Patrick, I got so annoyed at him. I haven't seen him in a while.
Why? Because he's a total faggot.
That's one of the reasons. But you know, let's not say the F word because as love
it's
taught everyone.
The Canadian in the room just groaned when I said that.
And then
it's a very accepting culture up there.
And then my Persian friend was like, "Nagar, please."
Well, Ogle, you missed it. That was a Lovitz joke earlier.
That was a Lovitz joke. He had a friend whose name was Nagar, and then he just used that to say to add the N word into.
We don't need to go into it again.
He peppered his conversation with it.
So basically, we all had a fun time equally. You know, at our.
I wouldn't say equally.
Concurrent comedians that we went to see.
You got to see Champ Khan.
Hey, that was Ogle showing off that he's drinking a beer.
And Keen, are you done drinking beer? Are you taking a nap now, or what?
One fun part that we didn't get into with the tailgating and the football game today.
I don't know about fun.
So obviously, traffic is very poor when you're leaving the stadium. So smart people go tailgate. They go tailgate for another hour or two until the police kick you out of the parking lot, right?
Yes.
So, are you familiar with Tard Cart / Short Bus / Pierce Mason?
I know Pierce Mason from college. Yes.
Yes. So Pierce was in town because he wanted to take his sometimes girlfriend to the Broncos game because she's a big she's a big Peyton Manning fan. So we're all having a good time binge drinking after the game, and I guess the cops of San Diego at the games are very strict on the only thing they're strict about is glass bottles. Yeah, so Pierce had a handle of, I think, Tito's vodka glass bottle sitting on the pavement, and a cop stopped there.
That's the best vodka. I don't understand.
Exactly, yeah.
Tito makes number one the best.
Number one, numero uno.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Pierce got a ticket, a $200 ticket for having a glass bottle. So now he's furious. He just texted Ogle and said that he wants to light the entire San Diego Police Department on fire.
No, he doesn't want to do it. He just wants them all to die. He doesn't want to participate.
He was very vocal on the fact that he literally wanted them to die.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Guys, listen. This is a chopper!
Oh, God, I wish we could take soundboards away from Spey.
No, it'll probably pry it out of my cold, dead hand.
Spey, you're not being very professional.
What are you talking about? Those are very professional drops. The most professional.
Yes.
Would you rather I just go back to the Eddie Van Halen solos and just play that left and right?
Well, I mean, I'd rather you just gave up on the entire...
Neville, you're going to get me some cash. Is that right?
See, we don't need drops. We've got you doing impressions.
I've watched that like 15 more times.
Yeah, exactly. I listened to it in the car on my Bluetooth stereo.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Neville!
I don't know who you think you're talking to. No cashew. You're being very fucking rude right now.
You're being very rude.
That's a good one.
No cash. There's no cash here.
There's no cash here.
Here. You need to talk to somebody, and I think maybe you're the only person who won't make a fuss of me.
Thanks.
Christ.
Thanks, Ogle.
Butter soundboard. Yeah. Here, there's no cash. No
cash? No cash.
all right. I'm going to pull you out of the fucking leg. How about you?
Neville, I'm very sorry.
I'm
being very rude.
I'm fucking
very
embarrassed,
rude.
Mate. I'm totally embarrassed. I bet you can't get from here to the door. Okay.
Hey, where's? Can you send your husband up here?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm being very rude.
Their beady eyes and their flapping.
And you're yelling.
Yeah, of course.
And you're still yelling.
Yeah.
Neville, you're gonna get me some cash, aren't you? So you're from the hospital.
Neville, I'm very rude.
Drive the hospital. Rude. That would defeat the whole bloody purpose of shooting him in the first place, then, wouldn't it? Am I the only one? Am I mock bloody murder care Reed?
Does this one not work, King?
No, it doesn't work anymore.
No,
yeah.
A little of the old chop chop.
But Neville, seriously, how are you standing for cash right now?
I'm a bit bloody broke.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to count to 20 here.
One, two. Hey, he's not your enemy. He's my fucking enemy now, isn't he?
He also shot him at 17. It was great.
Yeah. 18? 19? Shoot. I would love to.
Why have we not done an entire episode, an entire topical episode on Chopper? I think we could do that.
I feel like you have done about half of your episodes have been.
We have done half of them, but I really enjoy it because Vita despises it. So obviously that's a big plus where I'm coming from. Also, Vita's been insufferable on Facebook this week.
Yes.
Can we all agree on that? Like, is there any need for him to write on Facebook basically a progress report for whatever dumb conference he's at?
Is there a way for me to defriend him on Facebook but still make fun of him on Facebook?
Guys, I want you to know that I have at least lost about 5 friends ever since I started on my fake campaign to defriend.
I like that you're keeping track of your friends.
Oh, the Veruca Salt campaign. The Veruca Salt campaign or the culling down your Facebook friends campaign?
That reminds me, we need to talk about Veruca Salt.
Well, we talked about this last week, Spey.
Yeah, but we need to talk about Veruca Salt again.
All right. Do we? Do we really?
Well, we don't necessarily
I'm still hugely in favor of calling the Veruca Salt cover band Veruca Pepper.
That's not bad. I like Veruca Pepper. I like the Volcano.
That's not bad, Ogle. Spey's got much better ideas.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant...
You could get all middle-aged men and do like a 4-part vocal harmony and call it Veruca Salt.
That's probably my favorite song.
So you're not even dipping into the deep Veruca Salt, because I don't know if you're aware, but do you remember the movie Josie and the Pussycats?
Yeah, we talked about
Jose, this. The entire soundtrack the entire soundtrack is nothing but Veruca Salt.
Well, check this out, Keen. I'm joking about starting a Veruca Salt cover band, and I only like the 2 songs to show up. I only like the first 2 songs to show up on Spotify.
Breaking news!
Hey, this is a scloozy.
I've tried listening to other ones, and I'm like, oh, these are kind of shitty and boring, and I don't remember them from my days of middle school, so pass.
This could almost be classified as a bonus.
Bonus!
Mm-hmm. Where's our Canuck?
Yeah, where are all those Canadians?
Hey, is he seriously puking downstairs?
He was in the bathroom for quite a while. Huh.
Hey, here's what I think about Canadians. What's the point? Why don't they just give up being Canadian? I don't understand.
It's like, what's the deal with working government and good health care?
What is the deal with Canadians? Yeah, but you can go to Massachusetts to get the same health care, so we haven't had...
They're incredible amounts of wealth, and they're low education workers that are making 6 figures
per year. To sleep with mooses every day in their houses.
They all get to work in the tar fields every day. What a fun time.
Exactly. Tar fields and mooses. I don't think I want to sign up for that. No, thank you. And then the ones on the East Coast... fucking fish for cod every day. No, thank you. Every day
Man,
they're out.
Pierce is,
yes.
Pierce is awfully cross.
Yeah, Pierce is really worked up.
What's wrong with Pierce?
He just posted on Facebook about his desire that the whole San Diego Police Department dies in a fire.
Here's what he needs to have is what I call a Facebook positive attitude.
I mean, I love that we have a new character. I guess it's the introduction on the podcast, right? For new character, Positive Attitude Andy. Yeah. Pause at Andy.
I'm now the Optimist Andy. It's fine. It doesn't have to have alliteration all the time. It can just be assonance or consonants, whatever. Optimist, Positive Attitude Andy.
Hey, so you're flying here on Wednesday, yes? Or Tuesday?
Fucking Tuesday is when I will be getting off.
So, which Andy is stepping off the plane? Are we looking at craft beer Andy, or is it going
to
be Pawsat Andy?
I'll have
or,
to check a bag.
Or regular Andy?
I'll have to check a bag. So, I'll be negative attitude. Fuck.
Oh, negat Andy? Nobody likes negat Andy.
Hey, no one likes neggers. All right. Let me rewind that for a second.
This is...
Hey, Ogle, isolate that sound for the next episode. Here.
Okay, yeah, I'm on.
Negative Andy. No one likes negative Andy is what I'm saying. Messed that one up big time.
We're literally only, we're less than a week away from the Big Pals Podcast West Coast Meetup number 2, yes?
Yeah, I'll be out in your stupid coast. I'll be hanging out in your dumb time zone. and we can have a good time. Wait, hold on. There you go. That was actually just for me, but I wanted you to hear.
Well, what was that, a fart?
Yeah, you didn't hear it?
No, it was very weak.
Fine, I'll have to save another one up.
Hey, here's a fart.
Your grunt before the part was definitely the best part of it.
I'd let go over it. That was fine.
It sounded like this. Also,
I did have an entire day of tailgating.
Hey, hold on. That's a good song. That's a pretty good song. I think we can all agree on that.
Good song, yeah. It'd be better, you know, performed by a cover band, I think, where they could...
Leave me dying here, because I don't want to...
Cowboys game is going pretty well. It looks like Tony Romo has 44 yards of passing today.
Nice.
Oh, Tony Womo.
Oh, hey. And he can do that, because the dumb Giants won this week, right?
But I'm all Womo.
That's right.
Space, were you thrilled? Where did you go to watch the game? LABG?
Obviously, and then I just drank a shitload of beer, and there was a dude next to me that was just chugging Red Bull and vodkas and Miller Lights. Like, he did not slow down at all. He was doing two and two. He was double-fisting RBVs and Miller Lights the entire time. It was a great time for all men. It was a fun time for pals. It was great. I had a good time.
So this is why you're drunk, LABG?
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So I was at LABG, and I'm trying to think what the most memorable part of the night was, but it was mostly just me sitting there cursing off the Giants, and then finally they won. Well, but it was a shitty game, and no one thought that they were a good team. In fact...
And were you there alone? It was just a fun time, Andy being Andy at LABG?
You're never alone when you're at LABG.
Of course, Abby. Kyle's there.
No, Kyle wasn't there. Who's the guy that does the trivia? He's an older man who's perhaps going bald.
Oh, that guy? Is he bartending there now?
No.
That's correct. He's basically doing everything up there, and I had a nice chicken parm sandy. Sand wedge, if you will.
He's a nice guy. I just wouldn't have counted on him to run the bar.
I'm a cybernetic organism.
He's probably useful because all of the bar profits aren't going up his nose like with the normal guy that manages it.
Yeah, your pal. Not Kyle, the other one.
Yeah, the actual general manager of the place.
Yeah, and he's like,
what's your real name? What's your real name?
Who the fuck are you?
That's what the second one. That I,
exactly.
After I pushed the wrong one twice. That's what I meant to ask.
Just do what I tell you.
But it's a good time at LABG. I was there. We were all looking at the TVs. And I just chugged a bunch of Miller Lights because they were on sale for $3. Which is dumb that $3 is considered a good value. But after five of them, six of them, then you start to think, you know what? Could be worse.
Man, hardcore drinking Andy. Five or six of them.
Whoa. Keem, relax. I'm exaggerating for the radio. I'm not.
Of course.
I don't actually have six beers. That would make me a little bit of an alcoholic. I had maybe two beers.
So, are you going to work tomorrow?
I wouldn't call it work.
Oh, hey.
Well, actually, I would call it work. It is work, and I'll be going there. Tomorrow.
Okay.
It's only 10. Oh shit, it's almost 11. Here's what's gonna happen.
It's not even 8 yet. Calm down.
I'm gonna show up at work and I'm gonna sit there like a slob, but my boss doesn't sit there with me, so I'll probably look up a bunch of wrestling results from this weekend. I might make a few comments on themat.com and get into a couple arguments with some people that live in Iowa. And then, go to lunch, and then maybe go home and pass out and puke a couple times. You know, just your regular.
Yeah, and then get ready to fly to the West Coast on Tuesday.
And then on Tuesday, I will get up, puke a few more times, and then get on a plane, and then I ordered some headphones, and then I'll listen to Veruca Salt the entire time. Leave me lying here.
So what's on the plan for while you're in L.A.? Are you meeting up with the esteemed Jason Lax?
Yeah, well, I'm going to sleep at your house. At one point.
No, I mean before then, while you're in L.A., or are you just going to hang out with lame work people?
Oh, all right. I haven't thought that far ahead.
I mean, because you're going to be in Beverly Hills. I mean, I assume you're going to be picking up some MILFs, some cougars of some kind? Or,
yeah, maybe Positive Attitude Andy might put some shit on Facebook and say, listen, all of you Los Angeles Attitude Andy people.
Los Angelinos?
Los Angelinos might want to know that I'm going out to the West Coast, and I'll be hanging out in the Valley. And I might be hanging out with some of y'all.
Don't hang out in the Valley. Hang out in the hills.
Yeah. You're staying in Beverly Hills.
Whatever. There's mountains, there's a basin, and there's some ocean. And I'll be, you know, listening to Third Eye Blind all the time.
Hey, pause that, Andy. I was thinking it would be, me and Ogle were talking, we think it'd be funny. Obviously, we want you to get here, you know, as soon as possible. But if you were to miss your train in L.A.,
sure.
How would Pause That Andy react to that?
Well, I'd basically be like, hey, guys, there's a lot of trains out there, and there's a lot of dudes, and the worst that happens is I get to hang out more in Los Angeles, so it's not such a big bad deal anyway. So
Hey, Ogle, nailed it.
Yeah, that's Positive Andy's attitude, and then the other time he's just like...
Ooh.
You know, I just like to hang out, have a good time, you know, catch some rays back in the sun. You know, chill out a bit, maybe play kazoo.
Play kazoo.
Sounds like a kazoo, right? I'm not making that up. It does sound like a kazoo.
Hey, real quick, pause that, Andy. Have you been watching Homeland, or are you not on Homeland?
Homeland's great. I mean, my homeland is America. America's one of the best countries in the world. And I'm really excited about living here. And I'm pretty pumped that they made a movie all about the show called Homeland about America. So it sounds good to me. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Ogle.
Hey, this is a good part.
Hold on. Let me go find our Canuck. All
right. Shut up.
Grab me a BL. And grab yourself a BL while you're down there. Hey, what are we listening to here?
That sounds like a fucking kazoo to me.
I could see that. I could see that sound like a kazoo.
Do, 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 do. Hey, Homeland.
I think Third Eye Blind is too good to be compared to a kazoo, though.
I agree. I mean, they're great instrumentalists. They're the best that there is.
Just one of the best bands of the 90s. I think we can all agree on that.
Here's how Pozat Andy is going to have a positive attitude about everything. I'm going to pretend I'm fucking Scatman. And then I'm gonna be super pumped.
He got engaged. Did you hear that?
I saw that. And then he put a bunch of wrong words that he meant not to say on Facebook.
So do you think Scatman basically is just like Emmett Smith in the brain?
Yes. That's a great point. He's exactly like Emmett Smith.
We have. He's just excited about everything, but he can't find the right words. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's excited about everything, but he's not smart enough to express that he's excited about it, so he just...
He's smart enough, but he's also... He doesn't have the right words. He just never...
Yeah, just...
Says the right thing.
He's always close enough to the word that you know what he's talking about.
Yes.
But he never gets it exactly right.
He never expounds it correctly. But, you know, I've been there, and, you know, maybe Third Eye Blind has something to say about that. Good riff.
Yeah. I forgot how good that song is.
Oh, it's such a good song. It's probably one of the best that there is. Hey.
I think it's only their second best song, though.
Well, you would say that, Mr. Oasis Man.
Hey. It's only Third Eye Blind's second best song. Semi-Charmed Life is clearly their masterpiece.
Semi-Charmed Kind of Life! You know what I have to say about Third Eye Blind is they're good, but this is by far their best song. And if you like any other song by them, you're probably wrong. Here, listen to this.
Okay.
That's
Third Eye Blind?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't.
Right, you want to swap out?
Hmm?
You want to swap out for a second? Hey, Spade, good news. We've got an international guest.
Whoa, on the show. No way. From another country?
From another country, kind of.
International Superstars Pals Plopcast.
It's not fully another country, but yes, it's kind of another country.
I mean, they have beady eyes, and they have healthcare, and then they have
flapping heads, yes?
Yeah, exactly. So, who's here?
I'd like to introduce Aaron. Aaron the Canuck is on the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
He was just passed out. We pulled him off the bed and brought him up here.
Great.
He prefers around too much 3.5% beer is what happened.
Too much pussy American beer for gays.
That's what happened. It's too much.
So, I think we discussed this on the show one time, Spade, but Aaron was out here last year at Pal's Podcast Harborside Studios.
Yes.
We taped an entire episode on the movie Canadian Bacon.
Yes.
And these were back in the days before Skype, where we had to actually convert the file format into another format and then upload it.
Like savages.
Yeah, like savages. And I think somewhere in the process, because we went to a Padres game, we drank all day, and I hit the wrong button and closed the window. Aaron thinks I closed it because I wasn't happy with the quality of the show, which of course is laughable for us, knowing our quality control practices for this endeavor.
Yeah, no, Aaron, you should know that Keen consistently ruins all of our episodes.
Many shows I ruin, yes.
I thought it was unique, actually. I thought it was unique just to me.
No, and, you know, honestly, you know, our quality control practices are lackluster at best, I would say.
Too bad. Too bad. I really thought it was a unique experience.
Well, we can go ahead and fuck this one up on purpose just to make
okay.
We can
okay.
do that, yeah.
We can go ahead and make that happen for you, Aaron.
So, Spade, I thought we could discuss, obviously this week there's been we don't have Newsman Ogle here, but obviously there's been a big story in the news related to Canada.
Is there?
Yeah, the world's greatest mayor is from Canada.
Oh, right. Mr. Torontin himself, who speaks for all Canadians, I believe, when he goes on his...
We're all very proud, Spade.
Well, and you are, I mean, you're basically a native of New York City. You understand that, you know, as New York City goes, the rest of the country goes, yes?
Well, I'm just waiting for the good T-shirts, like when Marion Barry had his crack-smoking escapades, and everyone had a T-shirt that said, because he got caught on camera saying, the bitch set me up, and then you go to the right bar, and they have T-shirts that said, the beer set me up. Those are funny.
Oh, hey.
Those are good brilliant. T-shirts. And then they have Marion Barry Ale, and it's a, you know.
Crackberry. It's Crackberry Ale, I think.
Nice strawberry-infused beer. I'm waiting for the Robert Ford Toronto whatever. I'm letting them, you know.
I find it no coincidence that Toronto's called the Big Smoke in Canada.
Really?
At all. No coincidence at all. I think they're going to tie that in is what's going to happen.
Why? Is it known for having lots of smokestacks, being very, maybe...
Very industrial, yes.
It's known for being the center of the country, so we call it the Big Smoke, like the largest smoke signal. I just didn't realize that it was crack.
And Aaron, are you're a West Coast guy?
That's correct. Vancouver Island, born and raised.
That's as far west basically as it gets, right?
That's basically as far.
It's literally floating in the ocean at that point. Yeah,
right. That's right. Next that's to the right. giant piles of plastic that are just bobbing around in the ocean that are just hanging out there.
And those actually stop at the 49th parallel, so we don't have those.
And then. That's just for us Americans to enjoy for all of our wasteful and excessive lifestyles.
Right. The Canadians are not contributing to that, I think. It's fair to say.
Thank you, David, for backing me up on that.
Yeah.
Good. You know, we get what we deserve. And now, so is Toronto and maybe Montreal and all of that, that's like a different basically part of the country. Like, I don't consider California part of the U.S., like a... Being California should basically just get like cut off along with maybe parts of Oregon and Washington just float off into the Pacific Ocean. I don't give a fuck. I'm an Atlantic man myself.
Right, and Spade's from suburban New Jersey.
That's right.
So as I've said on this podcast many times, New York is the most overrated city in all of the land.
Only a West Coastman would say that.
But Toronto is basically the New York City of Canada.
That's
yes?
correct, David.
So, do you look at it the same way?
I do.
You're a Calgarian. It seems that all of the money and wealth has accumulated in the Calgary region. So, do you feel the same way? Is Toronto just a stupid, dumb town full of a bunch of dumb Canadians that...
I don't want to say stupid and dumb, but I understand it's completely
less intelligent.
Hey, don't be mean. Don't call them Canadians.
It's a completely different world. What the hell just happened there, Spade? You snuck that in.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, hi-o, Spade.
Hey, no, but you're on the east side. Your drainage basin goes into the Mississippi, right? I mean, you're not on the you're on the east side of the Rockies, right? Oh,
Yes, we're technically on the east side of the Rockies.
Yeah.
We're basically on the cusp, like right at the base of the Rockies.
They're just above Montana, Spey.
Yeah. That's
but yes, you're correct.
By Lethbridge.
Yes, Lethbridge. That's a good pull.
That's an incredible pull.
I know some fucking geography.
I think he has Google Maps pulled up right now.
No, I don't. I just know that. Medicine Hat? I don't have Google Maps for that, motherfucker.
Did you see the world's largest teepee? Did you see a picture of that on your Google?
Oh, no, I did hear about the guy that was going to the psychiatrist's office because he was either in a teepee or a wigwam, and then finally the guy's like, calm down, you're in two tents.
Oh, hey-o! Oh.
Yes, thank you!
Was that a Canadian burn? Is that why I came up here, David?
Hey, is John Lovitz a Canuck?
No, he's from your fucking state. He's from California.
Native?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
He's Jewish, so he does. It's definitely not
from here. Jews in fucking California.
No, they all wind up here from New York.
Yeah, but there's I think a good amount of Native Jews in Los Angeles area. I'm just guessing.
Aaron and I did have a good talk about Native Canadian Norm MacDonald's finest work, Dirty Work, which
we
of course
we had a
lovely
conversation with Dirty Work,
which of course we featured on the show here, and we did see David Koechner last night, who of course. As you know, Spey played Anton Phillips in Dirty Work.
Wait, Koechner was in Dirty Work?
Yeah, Champ Kind?
Yeah.
Champ from Anchorman, yeah, he's Anton Phillips.
Did he have to punch him in the stomach?
You don't remember his...
Good pull.
You don't remember his classic line at the on the public access commercial at the time where he's
right, he's the guy that had the
he's like these cars are they're luxury automobiles, they're fully loaded. Yes, loaded with dead hookers.
Yes, and then they kept pushing the trunks to open up, and then Artie Lang was in that as well.
Course.
I've never seen so many dead prostitutes in my entire life.
Lord knows I have.
Aaron, did you know that Keen was in a fraternity that made t-shirts that had that line on the t-shirt, very prominently featured?
Lord knows I have?
Yeah, it said, so I was in Pi Kappa Alpha, so our shirt said on the front, Pi Kappa Spring Break 2003, I think, 2002. And on the back it said, it would have been better if you brought us a whore. We had a full series. We had a series of these, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. I'm still a little bit upset about the Canadian Bacon podcast disappearing.
We're all upset.
It's one of my finest hours.
Aaron, you don't understand how much work I put in. Obviously, we just sit down here and do this podcast. For the Canadian Bacon one, I had to evaluate the movie off BitTorrent.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to actually diagram different points of the movie for us to feature clips. It's a lot of work.
I remember how impressed I was. You had them all locked and ready to go.
Yeah, so it was obviously entirely unintentional to lose that. We had like an hour and a half of footage also. It was a good recording sesh.
So now that we're talking about Oceanside Studios, what are you calling your new studios? Which is lovely, by the way.
This here, this is Pals Podcast West Headquarters.
West Headquarters, yeah. Okay.
So Spay's living at our original headquarters.
Classic American.
That's good quality recording right there. That's good radio.
I'm emitting a lot of gases during this.
Blah, blah.
From The Simpsons is in here, apparently.
Oh, Barney from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Apparently you guys didn't understand that reference. Good Lord. This is West Headquarters.
Yeah, this is the West headquarters.
Spade is in the original, this is correct?
Right, Pals Podcast headquarters. We refer to it as PPHQ, or the junior executive.
Yeah, okay. It's a junior executive. So the floor plan is a junior executive. They call it a one-bedroom. Most people would call it a one-bedroom. This apartment building calls it the junior executive. And that fits.
Well, and Spade is a junior executive.
Exactly,
so it makes
exactly.
Perfect sense.
Yes.
That he would be living in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's all adding up now, fellas. It's all adding up.
Hey, so, Aaron, on Rob Ford, what are the other Canucks think of this?
It's kind of good for the rest of Canada.
It's your New York City, right? Toronto
yeah.
is your New York City.
And they're very arrogant people in Toronto. So it's kind of funny to us that something like this would happen. And it's even funnier to us, to be honest with you, that his approval rates just keep going up.
Right. He's going to be your next prime minister, yes?
Not a chance. But I imagine he might run at some point, yes.
Spade, did you see the tie he wore to his... I think Deadspin featured it, but did you see the tie he wore to his I Admit I Smoked Crack press conference?
I don't remember the tie specifically, but I do remember Deadspin featuring it prominently, yes.
It was his, it was a 1995-era novelty NFL tie. So when you look at it, it's got the old logos, like the orange... Buccaneer.
You mean the creamsicle uniform?
Yeah, the creamsicle. The guy with the big sombrero.
Yeah, the nice weird gay mustache. That's
right. The New York Giants logo was featured on there as well.
You mean the one that just says Giants?
Yeah, that one.
Almost as bad as the Browns logo, which is just the color orange.
orange. Orange for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
It could have also been the creamsicles.
I think it had like the Houston Oilers logo on it, but it was just fantastic that.
Oh, that was that you used to make the joke about my favorite team is my favorite game is when the Oilers play the Packers. Because it's like oil it up and then pack it in. You know what I'm talking about? You know.
Right, because you're talking about a penis going into a rectum, but oiled up.
Yeah, it kind of.
Yes.
Is this where a lot of you guys' shows go?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
I should have done a little more
research.
Well,
this is like normal Canadian talk radio.
Hey, yeah, let's focus this back on Canada. Now, what's up with Canadian football? It's kind of like football, but not. It's like extra yards.
Hey, what's the deal with Canadian football?
What's the deal with all those big end zones that you have?
Big Calgary Stampeders fan.
Oh, right, Stampeders.
Ticket holder.
Yes.
The future 2013 Grey Cup champions. That's correct, fellas.
Now,
did you check if they won this weekend?
They did not play this weekend. Okay. They have a bye because they're so great. And there will be the Western Final next weekend. And I will be a prominent member of that game.
Oh, nice. Now,
I'm just going to get drunk in the parking lot and hang out.
Now, Aaron, instead of having a cup, wouldn't you rather have a trophy, perhaps? Like, there's a big deal in Canada about getting cups, and I'm not sure if I understand this. So the best hockey team gets a cup, right?
Yeah.
Stanley's
that's
cup.
A good point,
I never really thought about that, actually, yes.
Yeah, the best football team gets a Grey Cup. And, you know, how about a trophy to put in your trophy case? No one has a cup case.
I think we are used to collecting mugs, so enjoy it.
Right, but why? What's in your culture that
we like to
lends us?
It's definitely drinking. It's a drinking culture.
We
might start handing out.
That's just what I understand from
as an Oto Rob Ford. We'll start handing out pipes.
Yeah. From what I understand, everyone in Toronto and probably the rest of Canada, because I have no idea where Toronto is. I assume it's just. You know, the city of Canada. Everyone there smokes crack, and then they get cups for the best crack smoker. And then
we wear a lot of out-of-date clothing, apparently, as well.
Oh, and then, actually, I would fit in great, because I have a shitload of flannel that I would love to wear in Canada. And the Pearl Jam is still relevant. And I would love to get up in that wear the boots and jeans and flannel. It sounds good to me.
Oh, Pearl Jam. That's a nice new band. We love those guys.
You guys just get them now?
They just hit the Billboard charts.
Flow? Have you heard this song?
You should check out their lead singer. He stage dives. It's awesome.
That's right.
So yeah, I just like that in Canada, you can kind of do anything you want as long as it's in a drunken stupor. Like that pretty much makes everything we did in college fine, right?
Yeah, and I think Aaron actually mentioned Rush, which is one of the best bands. So I think we should talk about Rush for the next, you know, however long we're away.
I told him that you would be very excited to discuss Canadian prog rock in general.
We're actually really impressed by how much the average American knows about Rush.
Probably not, as not much as the average Canadian, right?
Yeah. No, actually, I would say the average American I've met knows more.
I mean, getting Lee
they seem to
is
be bigger
artist.
Stateside.
What's his name? The
Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee is the bassist and the singer, and then there's Neil Peart is the drummer, and Leif Erikson or something like that is the guitarist.
I believe so.
Yeah. Late.
Was the movie I Love You Man? Was it huge in Canada?
I've never heard of I Love You Man.
It's the Paul Rudd movie that brought Rush
man.
To the forefront to current pop culture. You didn't watch this movie?
Is that what happened?
You didn't watch this movie? No. It was who else was in that, Spey? It was Paul Rudd and was it Jason Segel?
Yes, Jason Segel was the
yeah, Jason Segel. Jason Segel's the one who wants to Rushify, and they have a Rush cover band.
Yeah. His character in what was that TV show that was great? What was the one about high school?
Freaks and Geeks?
Yes, Freaks and Geeks. And his character was a high school guy who wanted to be Neil Peart. Like, that was his hero. And then, like, it was almost like he was the continuing of that character in real life.
Hey, Spey.
Is that right? In Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, safety.
Yeah, Freaks and Geeks was about a bunch of Detroit high school people, which is, I consider...
I've watched Freaks and Geeks. I forgot it was about Neil Peart.
Yeah.
No, I forgot that Neil Peart was featured in there.
Wait a minute. Can you tell me what you thought Freaks and Geeks was about?
Stoners?
No, but can you just say, like, the word about, maybe?
I thought it was a boot.
Not
smoking.
Thanks, one, Spey.
Yes! Yes!
So we had one Canadian show that also featured Rush quite prominently. It's called The Trailer Park Boys.
Oh,
have you heard
I've
of
seen
it?
That. Of course, it's a great show.
Really?
How does Rush play into it?
Huge, huge Rush fans. And they would sing Closer to the Heart all the time
Close
on the
to
show.
The heart.
You know the character Bubbles?
Which one was that?
He was the guy with the thick glasses.
With the weird accent?
Yeah, and he liked cats. You remember that guy? With the weird accent. You fucking wise ass. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that just means all of them. I don't know.
Southern American beer place. That's amazing.
No, that was a good show though, because it was very unabashedly we don't give a fuck, we're gonna curse, and we're in trailer park, and it was very funny.
It was fantastic, yeah. We loved it. Anyway, they would make appearances on the show all the time.
Nice. Oh, the Rush guys.
Yes.
Aaron, I'm gonna recommend you get I Love You Man going. For your flight home tomorrow, actually.
I'm going to put it right into my iPhone. This is a fancy invention you Americans made.
I think you mean the Chinese.
Oh, shit. You Americans thought of it first.
Yeah, well, what happens is in Cupertino, out there in the valley, the North Valley, where all the smart people live, they come up with ideas, and then they tell Chinese people to make it, and then it shows up on your doorstep. From Amazon.
This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. That's how you guys are living.
Hey, how's BlackBerry doing? I hear that's a great Canadian tech company.
It's doing great, right?
Why do you think Rob Ford is smoking crack? He's right next to the headquarters. They're having a tough time, let me tell you.
Hey, so is crack the big drug of choice in Canada? I would have guessed meth.
Yeah. You know, meth seems to be the U.S. drug of choice. You know, if you want to ruin your life, it seems to me meth is the thing. Pot seems
yeah,
to
crack
be universal.
Seems to be a way to skyrocket into power and prestige.
You gotta have money, though. You gotta have money. Huh. Rob Ford does. So that's what happened there.
Yeah, but in all honesty, like, both meth and crack are a lot of fun. I mean, they are fun.
Like, so much fun.
Yeah.
If you don't want to lose teeth and also have a good year, tops.
If you want dentures and want to lose 80 pounds...
Who wouldn't?
If you like
it's a good coin
love
toss.
Having fun, you should try some crack. And meth. Yeah.
Hey, did you tell him about $2 on a hand job?
If you want that, you better learn how to grab some dicks.
No, no, not that, not that. We were talking about Koshner again from last night.
Champ. Champ Kynes, babe.
Champ Kynes, Champ Kynes.
Hey, Aaron, do they have Game of Thrones in Lethbridge?
we have the HBO. We have the Canadian version of HBO.
What's it?
There's a lot more hockey.
HBC or something?
It's HBLC. It is. HBO Canada.
Like, so are you watching Game of Thrones?
Now with movies.
We are not watching
Game of Thrones right now. Okay. No. Is it not a sensation in Canada?
It's for a big people? Hit, actually. I'm waiting for the series to end. I've had it with jumping on series. And then waiting, you know, every single week
for an
episode. And then there's a writer's strike. Don't get me started, Lost.
Well, Lost is for amateur losers.
Yeah, I hear, first of all, you have to smoke some crack, then watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, you watch Lost.
That should be no problem.
You, really?
Wait, really?
Really?
Oh, we'll just sit here reading Dragon books all day long, so...
Are those his, David?
Yeah, those
are his cover, buddy.
Well, he's a real dragon booksman.
Okay.
You know, he enjoys reading the dragon
David,
books.
What's the last book you've actually read? Let's be honest.
You're asking me what book I read?
Yeah, what's the last book you read? Like a whole book. A
book? What kind of page limit are we talking here?
Like Roald Dahl. Like
like a novel. Like a like a Newbery award-winning
Charlie
novel.
And the Chocolate Factory will count.
Let's yeah.
Yeah, you haven't read a book in probably 30 years. 25?
I mean, at least 10 years.
Yeah.
I did read Jim Norton's Smooth Endings. I read that book.
Okay, so you read like a,
So that was...
A comedian's...
Yeah. That was 6 years ago.
Okay, not written by a comedian then.
Like yeah, and that's barely 100 pages also.
It's basically 100 tweets.
I've said this many times, Faye. There's no reason to read.
No, I agree. Like, reading is totally gay.
Especially something like Game of Thrones, where there are good people that are able to condense the 7,000 pages of Game of Thrones into what, 30 hours of visual splendor?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Like, it's easy to either watch TV or just look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, we've said this many times. Only losers read at this point.
Right.
Aaron, you don't read.
I agree 100% with you guys.
You're all for the audio. I know you're all for the audiovisual elements. You have
Now they have 3D.
You have quite a physical media collection.
Hey, I do have, yes.
Keen, let's not get too far because I'm pretty sure Aaron's high on crack right now. So
I wish I was high on crack. It'd be better than Bud Light.
You should see his Betamax library of films. They're waiting for DVD to come out in the area, but for now he's got so much Betamax.
He's got the best laser music disc? Collection of mini discs.
Yeah, he does have laser disc. We've talked about laser disc on the show before.
It'll blow your mind.
Quite a bit of laser disc.
You know who's got the best laser disc collection that will literally blow your mind is the K-Man.
The K-Man, right?
Yeah.
He's all for the Laserdisc.
Mr. K-Man would go to Suncoast, the best Laserdisc purveyor in all of the East Coast, and just buy, like, you know, have your new release, and it's like, this is coming out now on Netflix or something like that. Like, back in the day, Suncoast would only get, like, 2 new Laserdiscs a week, and the K-Man's dad would just buy them, whatever the fuck they were. He didn't give a shit. He would just get them. And so he had... about 1,000 Laserdiscs, like not making anything up. Like you go to his basement and he had the big screen back when that meant like having like half of a room, you know, it was like computers, the big tube, you know, projection screen. And then it just like you look over to the counter and then there's just 1,000 Laserdiscs. And it was like having like albums back in the day when people would listen to vinyl, you would just have 1,000 Laserdiscs. And then you go like, what the hell is this? And you'd be like, oh, that's, Clockwork Orange. Like, let's check it out. And then the best thing is the Laserdisc, you listen to one side, or you watch one side, and then it would go to the other side. But his Laserdisc player was so sweet, you didn't have to eject it and then turn it over. The fucking thing would just read the other side, which was a big deal for Laserdisc players back in the day.
Big deal.
You're blowing my mind right now.
I don't know if you guys know this, but watching fucking Laserdisc in the K-Man's basement, fucking awesome. Very sweet.
Did you guys have Suncoast Movies in Canada? That was the epicenter for all movies for us as a
You guys have I've actually never heard of it out in Canada.
Yeah, Sam Goody got it.
Nope.
What do you have? Fi for four-year entertainment, FYE?
Nope.
No.
Where did you buy your laser discs?
We have HMV.
HMV?
Yeah. That's all we had, actually. What's HMV? HMV? Video? You don't have HMV?
I don't know.
No. What is that? Some log cabin you guys built?
You guys is it made out of maple syrup or what?
I'm starting to feel that you guys brought me up here just to ridicule my country.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, you can make fun of America. Nobody here really gives a shit about America.
Yeah, what do I care?
I'm outnumbered here, 2-1. Plus, I see Lucy now, so now it's 3-1.
Honestly, Lucy has no idea what country means. Like,
so she's on my team. That's good.
Yeah, she'll be for the Canadians. It's good. You give her a piece of bacon and she'll fucking blow you. It doesn't matter. She's a dog.
Spay knows. Spay lived with Lucy.
Hey, I know what it takes to get Lucy to blow you. Trust me.
American hospitality right there.
All I'm saying is she's a dog and she's delicious.
How could you guys not love hockey? That's what I don't understand.
Oh, hockey, yes. It sucks.
Oh.
The only people who doesn't love that love hockey are like, it's like crack to them.
Junior Pino and Weigel, right?
I think crack is like crack to Canadians. We've learned this week.
I mean, white people just call everything that they like crack. Like, it's a caramel macchiato. Oh, it's like crack.
It's like crack.
Hey, speaking of hockey fans, do you want to call little Dane Vidner for our weekly bit?
Oh, yeah. Is it that time already?
It is that time.
Good.
It's actually even better than usual because it's 11:30 there. I assume Weigel has to go to work tomorrow, so I think this will be a fun time for everyone.
Let me talk to your mother.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Vidner. Let me call him up here. Oh, that's the wrong one. That would not be good if I called that number. Nobody gets it because I'm just looking at my phone. Okay. Here it is.
What happened to your queer party friends?
Good job. Good drop.
I did it.
All right, we're calling Vidner. In Canada, they call this the smoke signal, right? Or ice fishing or something?
Smoke signal. I'm actually very surprised by all the amount of sorcery you guys have.
We have lots of sorcery.
What the
God damn it!
Well, this is a key part of the bit, Spay.
It's pretty much per the usual. Normal David just letting him go right to voicemail.
Yeah.
No, so let's talk about hockey. So,
Spay, move your phone. Move your phone away from the microphone.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's me. I think it's you.
I don't know about that.
Who's been that? So, Aaron, how many people in high school actually play hockey, like skate around on ice?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah, how big was your high school?
100 in my graduation class.
Oh, 100. Yeah. Okay, so what percentage of those 100... So I assume it's, let's say, for sake of argument, 50 girls and 50 boys.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those 50 dudes played hockey?
I'm going to say 40.
How many of them curled?
Vancouver Island is a little bit more progressive. I've actually never curled in my entire life. Sorry to disappoint.
What the fuck?
I know. It's the only part of Canada that doesn't curl. We can also surf there. It's going to blow your mind.
No. Yes. No. Surf that you've never curled? This is bullshit. Get a real Canadian. I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. I know that doesn't make any sense to me.
This show is over.
This is over.
I can pretend like I'm from Newfoundland if you guys would like.
Oh, a Newfie, and that means you have to have some sheep in you right or fucking it right now, right?
They'll live in trailer parks and they fuck sheep. That's correct.
Yes, those Newfies, just like West Virginians.
They enjoy the roof.
So I heard about this story about these two Newfies that were like their car broke down and they looked over on in the middle of the highway and there was the sheep with its head stuck in a fence, and this guy went over, and I told it wrong. Anyway, so this guy fucked the sheep.
Hey,
I think that was a guy from Maine, actually.
Hey, TLDR, Canadian had sex with a sheep.
Yeah. I was, it, I definitely fucked that story up, but there's something about that where his dad puts his head, and he goes, and then he puts his head in the fence or something. I don't know. That's the punchline. Anyway, good story, right? Hey! Cheap Maine, Newfoundland, cheap fuckers.
I've seen some pretty shitty situations in my life, but nothing has ever sucked more ass than this.
That's a good, that's one of the best drops.
How many of these do you have, David?
Oh, we got a lot of them. Not really. We don't really have that many.
This place it kind of really gets, it kind of gets repetitive uphill since the Oceanside studio.
How many skins you think I can fit in my mouth?
I don't know. Three?
Nope. Four. Get it? Four skins. Four skin.
They have Delocated in Canada, Aaron?
Delocated?
Yeah, it was on Adult Swim. Do you get Adult Swim?
No.
Oh, Canada
sucks. Hey, did you watch the greatest event in television history this week? Do you watch the greatest events in television history?
I didn't. Who are you asking?
You don't watch them? The ones of the Paul Scheer things where they just redo a 80s intro song?
I heard about them. Never seen them.
You didn't watch the newest one? It had John Glazer in it. It was fantastic.
Oh, the Glaze?
Yeah, the Glaze is in it. He's the star of it. I mean, it's got Adam Scott in it as usual, but the Glaze is fantastic. I wish every show had John Glazer in it.
John Glazer is one of the best. It's just everything he does is gold.
Yeah, watch it. It's online. You can watch it for free. It's some 80s sitcom I've never heard of, but John Glazer is fantastic.
He's got the best attitude about everything. He goes, "The skin's fit."
Then this is it. Aaron, I'm sad that you haven't been able to watch this.
I am.
You must have it on some kind of your TV somewhere.
What do you have
some
on
kind
your
of
TV
my TV there,
yeah,
Aaron? Like what do you get to watch? Like
it's mostly old Stanley Cups.
Just cups.
CFL
highlights. Cups? Just nothing but sports cups?
And then a bunch of shows featuring Dan Aykroyd.
Oh yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. It's old. It's basically old SCTV. That's all it is.
SCTV is good. And what about Kids in the Hall? Because that's another nice one.
We love Kids in the Hall. That was a good export by us.
Oh, is somebody pinching your head? Is there pinching your head? Is there pinching your head? Oh, that one.
Nice pull right there. Nice pull.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, this show's a big fan of Kids in the Hall. We've said this many times.
I noticed that the comedy club we're at last night actually featured Dave Foley a few months back.
Did they?
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen Dave Foley there.
Yeah, everybody likes Dave Foley.
Who doesn't like Dave Foley?
Something's wrong with you if you don't like Dave Foley.
Exactly.
I did see, here in San Diego, where, of course, we're a media center, unlike in suburban Washington, D.C., we've got all kinds of A-list acts coming here.
Agreed.
We do have a Corolla podcast coming here in December, which I think will be excellent.
Wait. But you're not in L.A. You are in Encinitas.
No, in San Diego. They're coming to San Diego, Spay.
But you're not in San Diego.
Spay, here's what I think of your safety. Did that come across? I don't think that came across.
It's uncomfortable because I was trying to talk into the microphone.
Hey.
That's the problem right there. That's
a good point. Just pour some maple syrup on it and everyone will be happy.
We have Canadian bacon here.
That's some good positive attitude, Andy, right?
Hey,
there.
Positive attitude, Andy is like, hey, you can make fun of America too. It's no big deal. Everybody's cool. No problem. Positive attitude, Andy says, no big deal.
Hey, pause that, Andy. I assume we're going to podcast earlier this week, maybe Thursday or Friday. Yes?
Oh, before the USC game, yeah.
Yeah, so what's on your list for or what pause that Andy wants to do in Encinitas in San Diego while you're here?
Oh, I can't wait to go to Encinitas to check out the sweet suburban town, look at some single-family homes, maybe see some lawns, some good...
Yeah?
Yeah. Lawns, the yellow lines in the middle of the street, maybe. Public works, maybe a firehouse, high school. Anything like that sounds awesome.
I think we can do all of that, Spay.
That sounds great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go to suburban San Diego.
What a fun time for all of us.
Aaron, what is it like being in suburban San Diego? Are you like, holy shit, this is amazing. It's like where I'm from, except further south.
Yeah, and a lot more Starbucks.
Starbucks. Well, and you guys have trees. You guys have Tim Hortons though. For every Starbucks we have, you have a Tim Hortons.
Oh, that's Tim right. Hortons. Every Starbucks with Tim Hortons and every palm tree with a fir tree.
With a
and
fir
every
tree.
Warm day with a cold one, you'd have candy.
They're called evergreens. Come on,
evergreens. It's a fir tree, Dick.
And then
I think that's, that description actually couldn't have been better to describe the differences.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then in down south, you have a bunch of fucking douchebags in the suburbs with their dumb houses and garages and yards that need water, even though they live in a fucking desert.
It is kind of ignorant, actually, to be honest. Wasteful is what it is.
Yeah. Let's take that water that could be used for something good. There's people literally starving to death without water. It's like, oh, I need my lawn.
Maybe dehydrating to death, but not
my
starving.
Lawn's getting kind of brown. You know, it's getting spotty in some parts.
In New Mexico, they just have rocks for their lawn. It's fine.
Oh, you need this water to sustain basic human life?
It seems insulting because you can see them. From here.
Yeah.
You're very close to Mexico.
Not that far, David, from fucking Tijuana.
I know. We're basically lording over them right now.
Why don't you just get some steroids and get pumped up? Because you look a little flabby right now.
Yeah, we can do that on Friday, actually, Spay. You want to do that?
Kind of need some steroids, I'll be honest. I need...
Yeah.
I need, you know... You can get creatine at GNC, but that's not enough.
Right. We won't get you the injections. We'll just get you, you know, the safe creams.
Yeah. I need the clear and the cream, and I need to inject a little bit, and then, you know, get a little pumped up. I need balloon muscles, not because I want to, you know, be athletic, just because I want to have big, fat balloon muscles. It'll look good.
So, yeah, I will add that we made a major capital acquisition this week. We did add a large elliptical machine.
You
did
buy one, an elliptical.
Yeah, so we wanted you to feel at home when you're here so that you can still keep your tubes and elliptical workout.
Oh, I'll bring my resistance.
While you're staying here.
Don't worry.
Yeah, so pack those tubes, Bay.
I will. It's not even a question. Of course I'm bringing my tubes. I mean, it's happening. Oh, gross. I threw up a little bit in my mouth. That was terrible.
You must be drinking Bud Light.
No, I have a craft beer with my hand right now.
Yeah, he's craft beer Andy.
Nice.
Hey, Spay, you want to wrap this up? It's you know, we're 1:12. I'm sure we're gonna have some type of large bonus episode this week.
I got to get back to Canada and do some research for the next podcast.
You have to go skiing and snowboarding and get some.
Aaron, you have access to Skype. You need to be Skyping into these shows.
I should actually work on some better material. Have some Canadian beer. I'll be a lot more lively.
Yeah, after a few Molson Goldens, you'll be fine.
Why don't you Skype while you're ripping some sweet freshies on the Pow Pow?
We should just call Rob Ford. It can't be that hard.
I guarantee
it's not like he's in hiding.
Guaranteed.
Yo.
Probably got a published cell phone number and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's a lock.
You go to Tijuana, get some crack, maybe get the mayor from Toronto on the horn, on the blower.
It should be no problem, Spade. We can get him right on the blower.
Yeah.
That's one of those Wall Street phones, hey? To match his tie.
Hello.
It's rotary. Anyway, wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. All right. Hold on. I got it. Here it is. This is the end.
Can I ask one more question before? Dave, is this one going to make it to air now?
Yeah, this is going to make it to air. This will be on iTunes.
You're not just going to delete it right
now. No, and I don't know if you noticed, Dave, but I worked out the iTunes issues. Our last episode was on iTunes.
Oh, thank you, David. I did not notice because I don't go on iTunes, but that's awesome.
Yes, I really did it.
When is it coming out on Laserdisc?
Oh, got it. Not soon enough.
Good callback. Good callback.
Hey-o. I got to finish strong. I'm done.
There
he is. He just dropped the mic and walked out.
Take a bow. All right, go to Pals Podcast on the Twitter and then whatever. Go to Canada and find Rob Ford and you'll get some crack. Thank you, Aaron. For being on the podcast, it was great.
Yeah. You're welcome. If you want to bing some stuff, just go to google.com, of course.
Just go to google@bing.com and look for Aaron at canada.ca.
Hey, Spay, I just want to note that our last episode had two hits. Two hits.
Keen, you don't have to bring...
You guys have really...
You don't have to see that, Keen.
One of those hits was me checking it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to see that either.
Well, I want to note that we actually had one of our most popular episodes ever, Best of 90s Rock.
Yeah.
Had 35 hits.
Good, because it was a good episode.
A great episode.
So don't bring up the fact that nobody listens to anything else.
I think it's because we called out two of our worst cities in this fine country, Chicago greater than Boston. You know, it's not appealing to our demographics.
We have to be SEO, search engine optimization.
Yeah. Every episode, we should just be talking about the Toadies and the Meat Puppets, and I think we'll be pulling in the fans.
Also, very last thing I want to say is nobody knows when you even met Luis, K-Man's friend, to get mad at him.
Who's Luis?
You said you didn't like Luis, but we all like Luis.
Oh, you brought him over to Pal's cabin when I was over there. He came to a beer party. He totally sucked.
Why? Fine. What is the... All right. Well, this is over, and it's good times and good pals. Don't bring up the fact that nobody listens to it anymore. It's depressing.
Just that episode, Spade. You're a business professional. We're able to target.
Of course, I have a master's in business association.
You know, we're able to target certain markets, and you know, apparently Chicago and Boston is not where we need to be.
It's not our prime time, but we'll get there.
But I think this Canadian broadcast, that's going to really expand us across international borders. Can you get Jared to download this at least so we can get that on our...
get a third hit?
Yeah, we can have a nice... Because we've got a map of where people are downloading it. You know, a nice Calgary spot on the map.
I'll tell my friends on Vancouver Island, too, and my one newfie friend.
Aaron, I want to be the number one
podcast. I'm really going to expand this thing for you guys.
I want to be the number one in Lethbridge.
I would imagine you get 5 or 6 in Canada. You guys might be the largest podcast in Canada.
That would be outstanding.
Right. We're still upset about BlackBerry, too.
Fuck off, Tim Hortons. Let's do it. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye, pals.
The podcast is over.